Hello.
Hi, this is Ewan with UPS. How are you doing tonight, miss?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. I've been trying to bring 3-4 parcels up there, and no one's come to the door. Each
up
time
where?
I've been up there.
What's the address you're trying to bring them to?
I've got some plants and flowers you ordered. And
I don't think I ordered any plants and flowers.
Yeah, Diddy Wampus.
What is the address you're trying to deliver them to?
I've got Diddy Wampus, and I've got them on the truck. I've got 2 stops ahead of you, but I could be there in about 45 minutes. If you're going to answer the door this time, that's certainly no problem. Okay. COD, $82 even.
Just take a hike, buddy. Sorry, I've asked you 3 times. What is the freaking address you're trying to deliver them to?
Is this Pam? Or who is this?
What is the address you're trying to deliver them to?
I've got the address right here on my tablet.
Then
miss.
Say it to me. Say it.
I've already been there 3 times and you didn't answer
the
bell.
Say the address, buddy, or I'm hanging up again. You can go to hell.
I've got your Diddy Wampus flowers right here.
Hello?
Hi, is Pam there, please?
No, she's not. This is Tom.
Oh, hi, Tom.
What's up?
I need to talk to her about our delivery.
There's no delivery, dude.
Yeah, I've been up there 3 times. No one came to the door.
So?
So
why are you calling this number? I mean, we didn't order any flowers.
Diddy Wampus is what they're called.
Who cares?
I do. I'm trying to do my job, and you're making that real difficult, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, but your job has gone haywire.
Is that
a
fact?
You're absolutely, positively not going to get a dime, okay? So why are you wasting your time?
I'll come back up there. I got a few stops to make on the way, but so you'll have to wait
Dude,
a few minutes.
Did you hear? We didn't order them, and we're not obligated to take some stupid delivery from some dickhead that is harassing us by calling this number.
Poonini. Huh? That's the name of the plant. Poonini and Diddy Wampus. I got a big bundle of
so
parcels
what?
Here.
So what? We didn't order them. Do you understand that?
You just changed
your mind.
If you
were trying to deliver something, we would never order anything that stupid.
I hear that all the time. People change their mind. Oh, I didn't order this.
Hey,
didn't order that.
Dude. Oh, yeah. Right.
You know what? Why don't you just get with the program, step up to the plate, and answer your doggone doorbell next time I come up there?
Dude.
Am I making myself clear? Am I understood?
About what?
About the fact I got Pooninnies, I got Diddy Wampus, taking up a lot of space in my truck, and you're running me around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
Put Pam on the phone.
Man.
I need a credit card number. Yeah. Put her on the line.
Oh, like that's going to happen, dude.
Put her on the line,
I mean,
buddy.
No. Are you telling me what to do?
Sure am.
Well, you can just stick it up your ass.
What are you going to do about it? Not answer the door again? That's real neat.
No, I will answer. You come to this door, I will answer it.
I will be there.
Okay.
I got 4 stops ahead of you.
Okay. No, who cares?
My customers,
dude,
my considerate customers,
okay, you know
not
what?
Like you guys.
My son-in-law is a police officer. He's a sergeant with the Kansas City, Missouri Police Force.
Oh, wow.
He'll be waiting for you, too, okay? So come on.
Kansas
City
Police Force.
Yeah, expect to spend the night in jail.